Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, because I'm wound up, and there is a ton of absolutely off-the-chart important news. As usual, the quickening is intensifying. The world's supposed to end, December 21st? Of course, I've been saying for a decade that it's a total hoax and a total fraud. Not only did the Mayans not know what was going to happen in the future, but they didn't say the world would end December 21st or any time around then. 2012. But according to all the trendies, the world is going to end in less than 30 days. So I thought today we should probably intersperse with the news and the rest of it. I wanted to open the phones up only for people that want to talk about 2012. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree with what I'm saying? I'll give the number out, open the phones up, and we come back in the next segment. Last night on the radio show, I began to get into Rand Paul calling for amnesty, and I only spent a few minutes on it and did not really make my points, and so I forgot to ask you guys, will you pull me yesterday's stack? I know this is it right here, but also print me articles. Just type in Rand Paul amnesty, Rand Paul immigration reform, and give me four or five mainstream news articles. I mean, I know what he said, but I want the exact quotes, his statement. It was all over the news last Friday through yesterday, and I want to be able to hold that up for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, as I neurotically do with about 95% of whatever we cover here. It's gotten to the point now, if I can't show you the news article, I won't even cover something most of the time. But I'm not going to attack Rand Paul. But at the bottom of the hour, I do want to say about 5 minutes of words on the situation. Because if the globalists get an amnesty, this already dead republic is going to be double dead. And I want to explain why to people. So, folks, the great crew in there dealing with my scatterbrain, we make sure at the bottom of the hour I have that and that I do cover it, as promised here. I meant to have the next issue, the December issue of the magazine, have a 2012 report in it. But I thought, you know what? It doesn't even matter. Everybody knows it's a hoax. And instead, I did it all about Obama's reelection and what we face and Ron Paul's battle plan to restore the republic. And we're printing his entire farewell address in the magazine as well. That'll be out in just a few days. There's a few copies. The last issue, if you want it, it's excellent as well, dealing with the transformation of the public into mind-numb zombies. It's a great Christmas gift. I'm not really trying to plug, but I guess it turns into a plug because I plug what is solution-based. You can get 12 issues delivered to your door plus back issues when they're available in the first delivery. Sometimes folks get a few magazines, two or three, in their first issue. We can't guarantee that. The point is, a lot of times you get that, but you get 12 issues delivered to your door, to your friends and family door. I can't think of a better way to wake people up, and I'm not plugging this because it makes us no money. The magazine is designed to break even, though when we syndicate it, it's going to be, to regional folks publishing it. There is a profit model, which we've proven it can be profitable, but we've decided to not make it profitable just because we want it to be accessible to everyone. Kind of like PrisonPlanet.tv now. It's 59 cents per membership a month. You have to buy them in bulk, 10 memberships for the price of one, and it's very simple. You just create a username and passcode, and 10 people can be logged in simultaneously on that username and passcode. So that is 10 memberships for the price of one, and we have done the breakdown, the financials. That makes it break even right there if half of those folks end up using it every day. It's just to pay for the bandwidth, so we aren't at the mercy of YouTube completely censoring us. So it's kind of a launch base to get the info out. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars Nightly News subscriptions, all the material up there. So be sure and give that as a gift subscription. Give yourself the gift of PrisonPlanet.tv and support our transmission. And then you can send out e-cards to 9 friends and family with your username and passcode that you share with them, explaining here is your free membership, here is your username passcode to this incredible digital archive of 17 years of material, 9.5 years up and running, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, all the news, it's a big news day, straight ahead, stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this, Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are blasting out the voice of liberty worldwide, waging war on corruption. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, I am sworn to defend liberty, and I know many of you love freedom as well and love truth and justice. It's not that any of us are on a high horse or perfect, but we certainly choose life. We certainly choose to be honorable. We choose to attempt to stand up against corruption, and that is all anybody can ask of anyone else. Those of us that love freedom are certainly in this together. Again, it is Monday, the 26th day of November, 2012, and there's a ton of news I didn't get to on the Sunday show because I was in a very dark mood yesterday. I had a lot of bad family news yesterday that I won't get into on air, and I tend to get into a dark mood occasionally, but nevertheless, we are in a dark situation, and not admitting how much of a crisis we're in is only going to get us into worse straits. So I don't overall apologize for being in a dark mood, but it's probably not too good for morale. But I cannot apologize for being real. I do the best I can. Continuing here, there's a lot of obvious new news that we need to get into. The globalists are getting the whole world ready for the next phase of the economic implosion into open depression. We've been in a depression worldwide for about 4 years. Most top economists like John Williams of Shadow Stats and others have confirmed that. Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner in economics and also in peace. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has said that we've been in a depression for a long time. The late, great Bob Chapman has broken that down. You've got many others that have, you know, Mark Faber has said for most areas of the world, we are in a depression. But the system has said we're not even in a recession. They're getting ready to admit a depression and say we need carbon taxes, we need VAT, and that will keep the welfare flowing. And then they'll prop things up a little bit, kind of slow the landslide down, the avalanche. They'll slow that down a little bit while demanding all these new taxes. And when the globalists get their VAT, their carbon, and their wellhead, and they've got a bunch of others, but they're going to get ram all those in, saying, hey, the stock market's dropped 4,000 points, 5,000 points, you know, the welfare checks aren't going to make it. And I don't know if they'll do this this year or next year. The point is they've already done it in Europe three times the last 2 years. They're getting ready to do it again. If you just give us trillions more and have your government sign over any sovereignty that's left to the private ECB, European Central Bank, this is all in the news, unfolding, and then they announce, they're so arrogant, they think they're so stupid, they then go up and crow, you know, like a crow or a rooster. Like, you know, rooster gets up on the fence right at sunrise, 5:30, and goes, cockle-doodle-doo. That's what male birds do. Male peacocks do it. And they climb up. Cockle-doodle-doo. You're my slave. You're my slave. You're my bitch. You're my hoe. I'm your pimp. Excuse me using those terms, but that's what they're doing. And I don't like it. I don't like them getting up and announcing that we're their female dogs. I don't like them hiking their legs on us. So this is the type of news that we see just pouring out. And as soon as they get, and it's all being announced, it's already being implemented in California statewide, cities like Austin. So they're doing it. It's states like California, states like New York are putting their carbon taxes in their different names. Well, California calls it a carbon tax. A footprint, a carbon footprint tax. And you notice that other countries like Australia have now put it in. And by the way, in Australia, they arrest you if you criticize it. Boy, I thought Australia was a free country. By the way, we put drudgereport.com up on screen for folks. You'll notice up in the right-hand corner, if we center that just a little bit, it says Land of the Free. And up there in the left-hand corner. And it goes over a group of reports that are being reported on there. And it says, woman arrested for riding manatee. Man jailed for 4 days for recording cops. Company fires 150 employees for not getting flu shots. School district requiring students to wear microchips to track every move. And, of course, palm scanners in schools and hospitals. And you notice that one of those articles there on the site is a story we posted at Infowars.com by a group that breaks down the fact, a group of journalists, that it is not illegal to film the police, and I want to get them on the show. And right there on that site, they have countless examples. If you link through in our article to the site, the exact name of it is not illegal to film the police. In fact, let me just find it here. I had it here in my stack. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can take it down. You can't read the left-hand side. So just... Yeah, there it is. California man jailed for recording cops, and that's from PINAC. That's the website. If you click on that blue link right there, Carlos Miller, you can go see the full site and the full article from Photography is Not a Crime. That's what PINAC stands for. And it just integrates in with a new article out today by Paul Joseph Watson, U.S. Army soldier arrested by police for asking questions. Georgia man was filming cops during traffic stop, so they arrested him. He's very polite, which you don't even have to be by law, and he still goes to jail because he, the police officer, because the guy pulled into a church parking lot off the road, and the cops wanted to tell him, now leave this parking lot, as if the guy wasn't going to leave the parking lot when he pulled off the road. And the man says, what, is this not a public place? And the cop says, that's it, you're going to jail. And, again, that's what you'd expect in North Korea. That's not what you'd expect in a free society. And I did cover the good news yesterday that the cop in the town, it's actually in a wealthy neighborhood there in a major city in Oklahoma, the neighbors saw the three-year-old pee up against a tree. And, you know, I've been at the beach when my children have been 2 or 3 years old, and they it just seems natural. You know, you look over, and if it's a girl, you know, they're squatting, peeing in the surf, or, you know, my son. And I'm like, hey, stop that. Go to the porta potty. But, I mean, it's as natural as a puppy squatting on your rug and urinating. And they gave her a $2,000-plus fine. There was talk of charging them with sex crimes. That's out of newsok.com, Piedmont. Officer fired over public urination ticket. That's what we need to see. Police departments need to find out who control freaks are, who petty thugs are, and fire them. Fire them. What you want is professional people that really want to serve the community and want to go after bad guys, who want to find the people all over the country breaking into folks' houses, robbing their garages, the carjackers. I mean, I can take you right now, and I intend to do this as soon as I get the time. Or I'm going to see. I don't want to send my reporters out because I wouldn't ask them to do this. Though I know my reporters would do it. They've got a lot of courage. If I could go to East Austin right now, anywhere in a 20-mile square area or more, it's even bigger than that, and I can show you prostitutes and crack dealers right now. But you don't see police anywhere. But I can take you, I can show you people selling crack cocaine all day and selling their bodies all day. Because I, for a decade, I haven't really done a show in 6, 7, 8 years. Much. I've been down there a few times as a guest. I went down to Access TV, and part of that community program was to build city projects and government buildings in East Austin. And so I would drive over there, and no matter what route I took, I would have crack dealers run up to the car window when I was at a red light. I would have women that looked like they were from Day of the Dead, literally with, you know, no hair, looking like zombies, you know, stumbling around. The few times I was dumb enough to get gasoline in those areas, you know, offering to perform sex acts on me. And I had my car robbed repeatedly in the parking lot, and other people had their windows knocked out and robbed in the parking lot. So I've experienced it. And I have occasionally driven back through the area, and it is street fights going on openly, people being stabbed. In fact, so many times I would drive over there to edit at night or whatever, and there'd be cops with white, you know, white sheets over people, dead being loaded. I probably saw that 5, 6 times. I mean, you know, where you actually see the body. One time there was even a big red spot on the gurney. I mean, you could see the, you know, blood dripping out of the dead body. The you'd be in a red light watching dead people being loaded into ambulances. I mean, that's all going on right now. But don't worry, we're going to arrest a woman for posting on her Facebook a photo of her with a manatee, because manatees come up to you. They're sea cows, mermaids, as the Spanish call them. You know, they'll come over to your boat, whatever. Well, if you pet them, you're going to jail. And they're still looting. What is it, 3 weeks after the hurricane? The Associated Press reported still looting going on in New Jersey and New York, but that's no big deal. And don't worry, if you... if you're pro-sovereignty and part of the UKIP mainline party, with Nigel Farage and the Lord Monckton, you're going to have your kids taken by CPS. That's now happening. Side issue, I said I wanted to open the phones up. If we come back, I'll open the phones up. What is your take on 2012? That issue and that issue alone, interspersed with a bunch of other news, 800-259-9231.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Live again, thank you so much for joining us. Coming up in studio, because they're visiting here in the United States. Well, one of them's based here in the U.S. We're going to have Robert Beans, CEO of StartPage.com, in studio. Big critics and experts on Google. And David Bodnick, founder, in studio. And we're going to have Dr. Catherine Albrecht popping in a little bit via video Skype as well. because it's coming out, court rules that Google NSA spy ties can remain secret. Google engineers knew for 2 years that the company Street View cars were stealing email passwords via Wi-Fi. Gee, they knew, kind of like John Wayne Gacy knew he was burying kids underneath his basement. Really, think they knew? You think Charlie Manson knew what was inside Sharon Tate's uterus? Continuing here, Google privacy settlement with FTC wins court approval. We're going to be looking at Google in the third hour today. And Bev Harris, I had thought she was on next hour. She was scheduled for next, but I'm moving her back. If not, we'll have her on another day. But I want to look in hindsight at the election fraud that all points towards Obama engaging in fraud. And you know me, folks, I just report the facts. It's not that he would have saved us. It's Romney. It's that the system wanted Obama, and now you got Jamie Foxx calling him our Lord and Savior. They did that 4 years ago seriously during the campaign, you remember. I covered that in the Obama deception that's even more important today than ever. That film. And these people really think free cars, free houses, everything. It's designed to bankrupt us. And I'm going to talk about that at the start of the next segment and then start going to your phone calls after I break down Rand Paul his calls for basic amnesty and give you my take on that. Here is some of the other news. Soros and Paulson are back to Gold Rush. About 6 months ago, they said buy it because they were busy buying it. And then they said dump it so they can manipulate the market. Now they're rushing back in again, and gold obviously is way up. There's some of those reports. Soros and Paulson are back to Gold Rush RT. Here's Bloomberg. Soros buying gold as record prices seen on stimulus. Why buying gold after Paulson and Soros is foolish is what Forbes is saying. Here's another one. George Soros buys millions in gold. Continuing, billionaire Soros Paulson get big on gold, ABC News. So that's just some of the stuff came out in the last few days. Here's some of the top stories at Infowars.com. If you go to the site in the featured news area, U.S. Army soldier arrested by police for asking questions. I already mentioned that, but I'm going to cover that more. I also want to play some clips of this during the show today. If not, it'll be on the nightly news tonight because he said this before, but now he's intensifying it. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who's a top globalist planner, not an owner, but one of their top generals, one of their ringwraiths. Populist resistance is derailing the New World Order. And what is the New World Order? We'll break that down. A technocratic, scientific tyranny designed to reduce your life expectancy and fertility, to remove you. The globalists stole the world. Now they want you out of the way. Do you expect me to talk, Goldfinger? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. Will the peak of the solar cycle in 2013 produce technology-crippling solar storms? NASA says that's a possibility. Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, and China, now more free than America in notable ways. Mike Adams has an excellent report. In the ultimate media war, governments target reporters. Washington blog breaks that down, and that ties that in to reporters everywhere. I mean, in some cases, you can be 200 yards away filming police in rural areas, major cities, and they come over and arrest you. And they don't care that courts rule, obviously, against them and they lose lawsuits because it's taxpayer money. That just further bankrupts things to the foreign banks. And again, if you want your three-year-old arrested for peeing in the front yard, or if you want parents arrested for the 10-year-old playing in the front yard, and they're saying that's negligence now and endangerment, I mean, then welcome to the New World Order. Excellent article by Paul Craig Roberts, the Osama bin Laden myth, breaking down that he's like Santa Claus, a fable. It was amazing. My wife wanted me to go to Whole Foods this weekend and because she was under the weather. And I went to Whole Foods, and it's kind of the Whole Foods closer to my house is like one of those big open mall areas where there's all these big shopping center, you know, buildings, like an outdoor mall. And so I saw Santa Claus. So I said to my kids, hold on. I was behind a little fence where he was, you know, had kids sitting on his lap. When kids got up to walk away, I said, hey, Santa, you're kind of like bin Laden. You're a fable. And he goes, no, I'm a lot more alive than him. Have a nice day, Alex. It turned out the guy was a listener. The reason I know is I turned the camera for walking off, and I went back and talked to him, and he's a listener. So I guess Santa does know my name. And he's as real as Osama bin Laden. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Starting Thursday, November 22nd at midnight through Monday, November 26th, you can save 25 to 30% on the Black Friday specials. Give the gift of food security. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Here back live. I know we've got loaded phone lines because I do want to get your take on 2012, and we should do some more shows on this. Obviously, we'll be live on December 21st, supposedly the end of the world. I am saying it is not going to be the end of the world. I'm saying you might have a few cults commit suicide on that date. And I know the mainstream media will say that I said the world would end on that date. And I know they will edit shows together to make it sound like that. And that's just what they do. The reason I know is they've already done it. I've already in the last couple of years seen, I don't know how many articles. It's more than 20, probably more than 30. It's quite a few news pieces on television and articles saying people like Alex Jones that think space aliens are going to land, people like Alex Jones who believe the world is going to end in December 2012. I've never said that. And again, I don't sit here and occasionally talk about this because I'm too obsessed over what's said about yours truly. It shows how the mainstream media thinks you're stupid. They think you're dumb. And they tailor their propaganda at the lowest common denominator level. And I don't think, I know it's backfiring. If you look at all the numbers, you see it out there. Television, cable, mainstream media websites. It's not just web that's killing mainline television or mainline print. It's alternative web is killing the dinosaur corporate globalist media, the establishment left and the establishment right. That controlled false choice is falling apart, as Ron Paul said 2 weeks ago. He said, we have state-run media. In fact, I want to do a nightly news report. I'm doing the nightly news, what, tomorrow? I want to do a whole report breaking down the proof that we have state-run media, because I don't think people understand how much money. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars. I saw a report a few months ago where $10 billion was being spent a year just to promote Obamacare messages in dramas, sitcoms, and shows on TV. $10 billion. What was the number? $8.2 billion was spent by Bush over 2 years to promote No Child Left Behind federalization of testing to take over the schools to make sure they're dumbing them down properly and to federalize everything. And you know, all of that kind of just ended. One commentator got $245,000, one conservative black commentator, to promote it to his radio audience. No, it was $8+ billion, and the different oversight groups in Congress, you know, had hearings, and there was the New York Times headline, Congress rules fake news illegal. In fact, guys, type that in. Congress rules fake news illegal. And I think it was GAO also did a report on it. But, I mean, the snapshot was $8 billion. The snapshot on government pays for pro-Obama messages, pro-Obamacare. Folks, that isn't a free country. Let me give you a little news flash here. But see, you got all the paid media, over $100 billion a year one way or another. And $100 billion is my number. I mean, if you add it all together, different government, PSA, propaganda, last time I checked some numbers, I did about an hour of re-research. I say re-research. So I kind of thin-sliced this stuff, integrated it all together as a guesstimation. It's like I said a few weeks ago, UT has over $100 billion in assets. I went and looked it up. It was way over that. They got public numbers of $20 billion and stuff, but it's way over that if you look at the comprehensive annual financial reports. I mean, there are cities that have got over $100 billion like Dallas. But, again, I'm now digressing. Yeah, you heard me, $100 billion. There are some water districts in the state where I live that have over $1 billion, just in liquid funds. But, but they need tax increases. They take your tax money and invest it in offshore derivatives. Do you understand that? And then leverage it against you again. But, you know what? I always give the number out and then just enter the Minotaur's maze of news and never get out. How did I get off into all this? Oh, yeah. I was just going to have a little intro here about government tyranny and why I wanted to get the head of the UK Independence Party on, who's a very busy man, Nigel Farage. What an impressive statesman. He's the Ron Paul of Europe. And, of course, who founded the party with him? Lord Monckton, who is accessible. It's very hard to get Farage on because he's just in meetings constantly and back and forth across the English Channel. He's in the European Union Parliament. He almost died a few years ago in that mysterious plane crash. The pilot is basically brain damaged now and in bad shape, but that's a side issue. You thought when they took the three kids from the family, well-to-do, upstanding family, of the Libertarian UKIP Party. I mean, mainline conservative libertarian. Not even as radical as Ron Paul, really, if you call that radical. And they took their kids, and this is in the London Telegraph, they are not apologizing. Oh, yeah, they take conservatives' kids now in England saying it's mentally ill. Folks, this is the beginning of the re-education camps. England is just a few years ahead of us. So there's that headline. Okay, let me just stop there and give you my take on Rand Paul, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Ladies and gentlemen, Rand Paul is positioning himself to run for president. I have known Rand Paul for, I don't know, 14, 15 years, because I would interview Ron Paul once a month, you know, going back to 1996. I would routinely interview Ron Paul hundreds of times. And a lot of times if Ron Paul was in a close race, which hadn't happened for a long time, he usually won with over 65% of the vote in South Texas. But early on sometimes in some of his first congressional re-election races, it was pretty close. And they pulled out the stops against him, the Republican Party as well as the Democrats. So they would call and say, hey, you had the congressman on last week. How about his son? So I'm proud of the fact that I've known Rand Paul longer than most people out there have. I was talking to Lou Rockwell off the air the other day. We had a little meeting about things off air, and you know, I was saying how much I like Rand Paul, and he was talking about how much he likes him, and that we wish he was totally stubborn like his father. Well, I was saying that, but that you know, he's a good guy, and that, you know, clearly. And I was saying, yeah, you know, I'm just honored to have known him so long. He said, I've known him since he was 10 years old, you know, over at my house eating dinner. Because Lou Rockwell, of course, was the chief of staff for Ron Paul and encouraged him to run for Congress originally. And we were talking about it. And we were talking about the fact that it's well known. But Rand has since said, yes, he does want to run for president in 2016. And I will support him in 2016. Currently, I will support him. But we've got to be asking the question here, do we want to play patty cake with the power structure? Do we want to do things that the power structure sees as favorable, so that they will, A, not block Rand Paul, and B, not assassinating? And that's a discussion that has to be had. The collectivists are very afraid of him and demonized him in the campaign. The Democrats did. And well, first the Republicans and then the Democrats in Kentucky. But the Republicans did something smart. When Rand Paul beat them and their banker-backed candidate, Mitch McConnell came in and said, okay, now we're going to help you, son. And I know that Jesse Benton, and I know that Jack Hunter, and I know others have gotten Rand Paul too cozy with the Republicans. I think he should be congenial and things like that, but I think he should be like his father and be hardcore and not compromising. And even if he doesn't win the presidency doesn't matter if you don't win it your way. And when the system attacks you more and more, that's a badge of courage. That's a certification that you're good. You don't want the establishment to say nice things about you. And if he would have taken on the mantle of his father, which he has not done, if I guess he wants to show he's his own man. Well, if your dad wasn't so amazing, I mean, maybe, you know, be your own man, but I think Rand Paul's making a mistake in general terms. I'll leave it at that. In the things he's doing, I would not meet with Peter Thiel, member of the Bilderberg Group. I would not take $2.5 million from him, because the globalists know libertarianism is the wave of the future. They want to co-opt it after they steal everything. And I'm not even saying Thiel's done that himself, but the globalists, I mean, you know, that's a group that makes their money out of organized, planned, inside job, crony capitalist, monopoly capitalist models while socializing us at the grassroots. So I'll say right now, I think that's a mistake. In fact, I know it's a mistake. and, you know, coming out and saying decriminalize marijuana, that's a positive thing, calling for states' rights, that's a positive thing, calling for the end of the Patriot Act and the secret arrest of Americans under NDAA and saying Obama shouldn't be saying the UN is over our military, that's great things. So overall, Rand Paul is doing a lot of really important things, and he's the best we've got in the U.S. Senate. So I like Rand Paul. But that doesn't mean I'm in a cult here and that I'm not going to talk about issues that I have with some of the things he's doing. Now, that said, I want to explain here where I stand on immigration very clearly, not from a political perspective, but from a real geopolitical level, not what we want to believe, not with what's popular, not with what the media is out there pushing, but the reality. Here's a quote from Rand Paul in statements last Friday. We're getting an ever-dwindling percent of the Hispanic vote, Paul says. We have to let people know, Hispanics in particular, we're not going to put you on a bus and ship you home. And that's a statement. And it goes on. And he has said we need to find, continuing here, a path towards, quote, eventual legalization. Okay. The program that Bush brought up three times and then tried to keep secret the third time, but Senator Sessions released, would legalize the 30 million illegals, that's the real number, and then let them legalize their family and bring them in. And before I get into all of that, because that's the Republican plan that's being pushed, that's what Boehner says, you notice the Republicans now say, oh, we're going to be for tax increases because the banksters want that money for more bailouts. So let's talk the facts here. First, the media sells it that all Hispanics want open borders. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that, well, if you're for Raza, the race, no other group is allowed to talk like that. It's not because the globalists like Hispanics or Latinos. They hate everybody. It's that they want to use the, what is it, 600 million that can easily get to the United States, 120 million in Mexico. What's the total population? I meant to look this up this morning. I know it's 600 million that are easily accessible to get into the U.S., but that's only counting a small portion. What's the total population of Latin America? Google total, use the NSA search engine, total population of Latin America. Give me that number. I know it's close to 800 million. The point is, you got hundreds and hundreds of millions of people who come from incredibly corrupt third world colonial systems who want to come here, and the government, I covered this yesterday, has websites saying, come here and have your babies for free. Come here and get free welfare. The illegals are allowed to get as many tax ID numbers they want and get as many welfare checks as they want. One home in Austin got tens of millions of dollars. We've covered all of this. It's been in the news. You've seen it in the news. And it's all left alone. Why is that? It's economic warfare to drive down the wages, to bankrupt the country, and to create giant client groups that will vote for socialism because they perceive they're getting an Obama phone. Guys, you can just 572 million. Yeah, the number I've got, though, is if you count all the other Caribbean islands and the rest of it, I've seen some estimates. Perhaps, I think they're saying by the end of, okay, we've got that, so it's getting close to 600 million to my original. But I've seen some estimates, perhaps they're saying 800 million by the end of the decade. But the point is, you've got 600 plus million people that want to come here. And it'd be one thing if we took 30 million on and there was no welfare. It would be probably a boom for the country. And a lot of folks from Latin America will work hard. Americans have had liberty so long, I don't care what color they are. A lot of Americans have gotten lazy. A lot of Americans are still the hardest working people in the world, whether you're Hispanic, black, white, Asian, whatever the case is. But you've got people coming here, and the ideology in the public schools, the universities is, we're going to take America over. We're going to do all this. La Raza, you can't wear American flags. La Reconquista, La Infasora, La Reconquer. All of this, and everybody knows this is going on. And it's all so the globalists get a voting block. So, A, this won't help Hispanics long term. B, it will just collapse North America like Latin America has collapsed. And you can't say, oh, we want to be friendly. Yes, we want Latino votes. So we'll be for legalization. And then, oh, we'll legalize the next group, too, because we want to get Latino votes. They've been sold, on average, now you're getting, what, 80% or so calling themselves socialists that are voting, who are, quote, Latino. What, become Lenin so you get elected? That's Marxism in Latin America. What, become Hugo Chavez? Rand? I mean, the globalists would probably put you in if you came and announced you wanted communism. And the bankers would sit offshore siphoning off the majority of the money. This is the plan. So you can't go to lawbreakers. I mean, we already have the most open country in the world. The government gives the people free health care. Come here and have your babies. That's on the official government websites. We can't do this. And this is the idea now. They go, oh, Obama won. That's a mandate for open borders. That's the globalist. That's the New World Order. That's the end of this country. And they've sold the idea that you're anti-Hispanic if you don't want open countries. Really? Mexico, you open yourself up to the rest of Latin America. What, are you anti-Latino, Mexico?
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Patiently holding. We'll go start your calls at the next hour, getting into 2012 and the rest of the news. And Bev Harris joins us at the bottom of the hour. But continuing here, I started talking about state-run media earlier at the start of the next segment and then digressed off into a bunch of other issues. But we really do have a state-run media more and more, but running parallel to the alternative media, which is independent, shoestring budget. But it doesn't matter because we've become so popular, not just InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, but many other sites. And because you have supported us, the system now openly says they want to censor and shut down the real media. So we shouldn't even call ourselves the alternative media. We're the real media. We're the people's media versus state-run media. And you've got to start seeing it like that because that's what it is. They don't like the fact that you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see a well-produced nightly news show. They don't like the fact that you can go to DrudgeReport.com and that he can link to one of our videos or someone else's and take something obscure and make it the issue in the country. They're not controlling the narrative. As Hillary Clinton said last year, they're losing the info war against the people. Brzezinski said it 2 years ago and said it again over the weekend at a prestigious conference. He said the globalists are losing control. Populist movements will overthrow global government. Because your global government is an authoritarian nightmare. You may get a bunch of mainline, well-meaning liberals to sign on to authoritarian world government because they believe in making people do things for the greater good. But we know you're not even trying to make us do things for the greater good. That's bad enough. We know you're premeditated and evil, and we're exposing you. The signal's already been sent. It's like we've already stabbed the globalist about 50 times in the stomach. Their guts are hanging out. They're still moving forward on adrenaline. By the way, they're stabbing us, too. This is a fight to the death. I hope everybody knows that. And every time we shove the stiletto, the big ice pick, into their guts, whoever wants it most, whoever's left standing will then be re-energized like the phoenix. That's how political systems work. And we're in the fight of our lives. You need to understand that. And the more they get oppressive now, the more it's going to backfire on them unless they can totally take over. And that window's closing on them. But they don't care. They're going to just throw fits and try to overrun us. Not going to work. Because all the zombies, don't look at the zombies, the dumbed-down, slobbering public, the poor victims of this, and think, oh my gosh, they'll never fight the tyranny. It's never been the general public that fights tyranny. It's a tiny group of elite. And then there's us, and we are small compared to the majority, but we are a throng, an army. There are tens of millions fully awake in the U.S., hundreds of millions worldwide, and our numbers are growing. Everyone I talk to that goes to Europe or goes to Latin America or goes to Africa or goes to Asia says your name is everywhere. InfoWars is spray-painted on the subway walls. That's not a power trip for Alex Jones. That's the opposite. I go, man, we're actually breaking through to the other side. I better do a good job. But I just want to give you that good report, ladies and gentlemen. There are forces of good in this universe as well, not just evil. But you have got to stand up and be the leader you were born to be. Not who the globalists said you were. They said you were a failure. They said you were ugly. They said you were pathetic. Stop believing that lie. Stop believing Madison Avenue. You are an incredible creation in the middle of a gorgeous planet, overrun by criminals. Defeat them. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.